Lord is in his holy temple, and let all earth keep silent before him. Glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That we shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody glad to still be here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be COVID free?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We owe him some praise in this house.
Yes.
He is glorious. He is mighty. He's almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And we praise God for allowing us to be in another Zoom service.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. God's still making a way.
Yes, he is.
Hey, in spite of everything else, and don't worry about it. He has it under control.
In control, yes, he did.
Nothing happened that he didn't allow to happen.
Uh-huh.
And nothing happened without him.
My Lord.
And so we praise God for all he is and all he continues to do.
Yes, sir.
And in the name of our son Jesus, we praise him, for he is wonderful.
Yes,
he is wonderful. He is wonderful.
Yes.
Anybody out there who's a witness, he is wonderful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil try to make us think otherwise, but we know that God is good all the time. He's doing what he wants to do, but what's his? And we are his people. We are his sheep.
Amen.
We are.
Amen.
Belong to God. We owe him. He don't owe us.
Amen.
Okay. He didn't even have to let us come here.
Mm-mm. Sure could.
But since I'm here, I'm glad that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So let's pray at this point. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this hour and this service that we're about to begin.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray that thou would dwell in our midst in each of our homes and our other places that we're in tune together in this worship service. We pray that thou would take charge of it, God, and lead us by your Holy Spirit. Anoint us for the cause. In the name of Jesus, we pray. For we know that the anointings destroy all yokes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay. Got everybody. So we thank God again for your presence, and we thank him for what you've done for us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Last week and through the week.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God for everything.
Yes.
He is still working it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're not going to bother you too much today, but we want to call you back to a very familiar scripture, and we're always working with it. And the reason we're keeping on working with it because many of us are not taking it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
We hear, but we don't hear.
Hello.
Okay, because when you hear, truly hear,
mm-hmm.
you take action.
Amen.
You become a doer of the word and not just a hearer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we hear it, it makes us feel good, but it only lasts us for a moment.
Yeah. Yes.
Soon as something adverse come up,
mm-hmm.
we act like we never heard it.
Lord Jesus.
God. So we are calling you back to Romans 8th chapter and verse what?
28.
Verse
28. 28.
You got that right.
Amen.
You got that right. Verse 28.
Amen.
We can make it if we live by verse 28.
Amen.
Okay. And it says, and we know.
Amen.
Take the time on this. That How many things?
All things.
All things.
How many things?
All things.
All things.
All things, you mean all things?
All things, things. All things, all things.
Ain't no exception.
All things.
All things.
But what about this that you hadn't thought about it this way?
All things.
All things.
All things. But this ain't never happened before.
No matter, all things.
All things, no matter what it is, no matter how it is. The word said things past, things present, things yet to come.
Amen.
Okay. So whatever it is, whether we've seen it before, heard it before, or never heard it before, or not. All things, what are they doing?
Working together.
They are doing what?
Working together.
I got to do my mess over here by myself.
No. I'll say you
working.
You just don't understand.
My Lord.
Working together.
Together.
It's working how?
Together.
So we need to be doing what?
Together. Working together.
Working together.
Together, not separating one another.
Amen.
Not bipping and griping and getting angry with one another, but we're supposed to be
working together.
Working together.
All things, no matter what it is, whether it's good to us, bad to us, feel good, feel bad. Make us sad, make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is working together. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For good.
Yes.
It's working for what?
Good.
Good.
It's working for what?
Good.
No, you mean it for my bad.
No.
Amen.
I know you. I just don't believe you. You just don't mean what you said.
Amen.
God is working it out.
Tell the pastor, amen.
I would forgive you, but you don't mean it.
Yeah.
We're working together for
good.
Good.
Working for good. And the good is directed to who?
The Lord.
To them that love God.
All right, it's God. For good to them that love the Lord. Everybody in the house love the Lord.
Amen.
Are you sure you love the Lord?
Amen.
Let me hear you say, I love the Lord.
I love the Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Right. Are you sure you love the Lord?
Amen.
Now, whatever comes your way for you,
good.
So, working together
for good.
Amen.
To them that love God.
Yes.
To them who are. What?
Cold.
Wait a minute, there's another word in front of that.
The
who?
To them who are called according to his purpose.
To them who are
called.
What's the word after all?
The
call.
Yeah.
Make sure you are the call.
Amen.
Okay, and not to just everybody, it's to
the
call. My Lord.
Aren't you glad you are one of the call of God?
Amen.
Okay.
The call of
according to his purpose.
According to his purpose.
According to his purpose. You were called for his
purpose.
Okay, you will call for his purpose.
Purpose.
Not for ours.
Amen.
You will call for
his purpose.
God's purpose.
Yes.
He put you here for a reason.
Amen.
And he allowing you go through for a reason.
Amen.
Yeah. I see one waiting, but okay, I got you. All right. The call.
Oh.
Called into
his purpose.
His purpose.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So we are called for his purpose, not ours.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We make it all about us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you call for his purpose. So what is, whether you understand it or not, just know it for
his purpose.
You don't have to understand it.
Amen.
That the devil got you all caught up in trying to understand
it. Tell it, Pastor.
All you got to do is take it the way the Lord said it.
Amen.
Stop trying to dress it up, trying to dress it down, trying to put it this way, put it that way, twist it and turn it, and try to jab it. That's the way you want to do. No, 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 no. It's a call to his purpose. His purpose.
Amen.
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 Okay, it's a call to his purpose. And tell you never, and don't you forget it.
Don't you forget
don't
it.
Don't you forget it.
Amen. Don't you forget it.
Okay. For whom he did for no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He also predestinated.
Amen.
To become, to be conformed to the image of his son. He might be first, the firstborn
mm-hmm.
among many brethren. We're going to stop there. One in 10 to read 29, one at the time, at this time. But we want to go back and talk about put your glasses on.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you say, I don't wear glasses. Put them on anyway. Okay.
Amen.
That's your problem. You don't wear your glasses.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We need to see things
mm-hmm.
from God's perspective.
Amen.
Okay. And start looking at it from the way you see it.
Amen.
You don't see things good no way. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that for now we see things through a dark glass.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see it as it's supposed to be. But the time will come when we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
We'll be able to see things as he sees it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we can only see partially. Amen. We're looking through a dark glass.
Mm-hmm.
Our view is distorted.
Amen.
Okay. And you need to put on your spiritual glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see things that you don't see.
Amen.
Because your help is always right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you need is right there with you. Okay. So we're going to start on this. We may not get it done today. We just want to go through this 8th chapter of Romans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it starts out by saying, there is therefore now. When?
Now.
Okay. There is therefore now. What is now?
No condemnation.
Therefore, there is now no condemnation. So stop trying to condemn me. When is it now?
Now, right at this moment.
Okay, when is it now?
Right now.
Now.
Right now.
Okay, you just said it now, but what is it now?
Today.
Oh,
right.
No, you got it. You still saying now. You still calling me now.
Perfect time.
All the time is when?
Now.
Now is now all the time. So you have no room to condemn nobody that's in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Teach you, Pastor. Amen.
Because it said there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are where?
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. So if you in Christ Jesus, anybody else in Christ Jesus, you ain't got no right.
Amen.
To condemn them. No Amen. Matter what you think they done, mm-hmm. what you think you saw they done,
mm-hmm.
or what you say, well, I don't think I know it. I was right there, I saw it. Well, there's still no Amen. Condemnation.
Amen.
If that person is in Christ That's Jesus.
Teach it, Pastor.
Put your glasses on so you can see things the way God said and stop looking at it from your selfish way.
Amen.
Because your selfish way is sin.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, remember, our way is sin.
Amen.
Because there's how many ways?
One way.
There's only one way. And whose way is that?
God's way.
God's way. And he said, so, and who said this?
God did.
God said it. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who mm-hmm. walk not after the flesh. See, that's mm-hmm. what I'm talking about. If you are walking after the flesh, then you must not be in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop doing it your way.
Mm-hmm.
Your way is the wrong way. So those are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh.
Yes.
What's good in the flesh?
Nothing.
The word said there is therefore no good in the flesh.
No.
Mm-mm.
But we follow our flesh, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, we follow our flesh and not the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the spirit have us doing things we don't want to do.
That's right. Amen.
And remember, self, your flesh, the very best it can do.
Filthy rags.
Is just like filthy rags.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your filthy rags finally cleaned up a white wall.
Amen.
My God, that's pure. Okay.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you walk in after the spirit.
Yes.
And there will be no condemnation. For the law of the spirit of life is Christ in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus has made me free from what?
The law of sin and death.
Hold on a minute, Doug Johnson.
Hmm. Ernest Johnson.
Okay, yeah, he was trying to get in, so I guess he got in. All right. So, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free
mm-hmm.
from the law of sin and death. Okay, so when Christ comes in our life, he removes us from the law and places under the umbrella of grace.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul tells us where there is no law,
there is no sin.
There is no sin.
Mm-hmm.
So since there's no law governing,
mm-hmm.
I can't sin.
Mm-hmm.
So you should not be condemning me. Put your glasses on.
Put your glasses on.
Stop looking at the thing the way you think it ought to be. And what's fair and what's not fair. We'll say it ain't fair.
Mm-hmm.
I got two dozen, some of us ain't doing something. It ain't fair. We don't play the fair ticket.
Amen.
It wasn't fair for Jesus to come and die for you, but he did.
Amen.
It wasn't fair for Jesus to save you and your messed up sinful way, but he did.
Amen.
It wasn't fair for Jesus to forgive you for what you've done, but he did.
Amen.
All right, so start seeing things one-sided. And put your glasses on so you can see things the way God sees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he had made us free from the law.
Mm-hmm.
But just because we don't have to obey, that's why God, we don't have that law over us, doesn't mean that you just do anything you want to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you still out of respect of God, do the things of God.
Amen.
And the way God wants them to be done. Okay. So Jesus made us free from the law of sin and death by giving himself for the law, for what the law could not do, in that he was weak. It was weak through the flesh. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
Amen.
Right? So, what the law could not do. See, the law was here to keep us right, but we couldn't keep it. Well, nothing wrong with the law, the problem with us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. We couldn't keep the law. Man had everything he needed to have.
Mm-hmm.
But he had one law to obey. And that law was not to eat of the tree of knowledge,
mm-hmm,
of good and evil. That's the only law he had to keep.
Couldn't he keep it?
And couldn't keep that one.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that when somebody tells us not to do something, we just eager to say I had to do it?
See, the flesh.
Don't you touch that. Now, just because you touch it, don't you touch it. But now I'm enticed to touch it.
Yeah, yep.
And sooner or later, I'm going to touch it when your back is turned.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to know why you don't want me to touch it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, somebody said curiosity killed the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Curiosity going to kill a whole lot of people.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Because they want to do what God told them not to do. And mm-hmm, we don't want to do what God tells us to do. God that love everybody, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't love them, but I don't hate them, but I don't love them either. But what do you do? You can't like them and get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Like is hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
Say you're lukewarm.
Amen.
And if you're lukewarm, he said he couldn't settle you on his stomach.
Yeah.
That's right, my Lord.
He said you either love me or you hate me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't, the light won't. That's what we put in there.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
And making it our way.
Amen.
My way is to love you and like somebody else and hate the other one.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is love or hate, not love, like, or hate.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor.
So take that out of your vocabulary.
Amen.
You may like things,
mm-hmm.
but you got to love people.
Did you, Pastor? Amen.
Okay. And if you don't see that, put your glasses on, then you will see it.
Amen.
We get tired of wearing our glasses sometimes and put them down somewhere, and then don't know what way we put them at.
Amen.
Anybody seen my glasses?
Amen.
You ought to know where your glasses are all the time. So then when the things come up against you, you can see right through it and say, it's meant for my good.
Amen. Amen.
You can know that it's for my good.
Amen.
It's rough, about to knock by my feet, but it's for my good. So me and the Lord can
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
But he said he would take you through. He said it would
my
take
Lord.
Away.
Amen.
He said it would
Amen.
Open doors for me. He
Amen.
Said it would do great things in my life. He
Amen.
Said it would, but he didn't tell me it was going to happen to me trouble free.
Tell it, Pastor.
He didn't say I'm going to get all the good things in the world without going through anything. But
Amen.
He said in this life you shall have.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. That's right.
Yes,
three
Lord.
Trials.
Yes.
And tribulation.
Amen.
And we are looking to escape them, skip it by, put your glasses on and see it. And stop blaming dust and dust and so and so about it. Just know that God is allowing this to happen for my good because
Amen.
I'm a call for his purpose and not mine.
Amen.
Amen.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
Okay. So, the law couldn't do in that it was weak through the flesh. See, the law won't weak, but through the flesh it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The flesh is always at war with the spiritual man.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
So,
okay. It is flesh that is sin.
Uh-huh.
Everything got saved about you except your flesh.
Man,
Amen.
That's right.
Teach it, Pastor.
Flesh gets you in trouble all the time.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. He'll paint a picture that looks so good to you, and you think that you just got to have it, you just got to do it. And whatever it is that you're enticed about, you think the flesh think you ought to have it. So since the flesh think you ought to have it, you go and please that flesh.
Yep. Absolutely.
But the word the song says, yield not to temptation. For yielding is sin.
Yeah.
Okay. God sending his own son. He didn't send somebody else.
Amen.
But he sent his own son.
Yes.
Amen. And he sent him in the likeness of us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Teach it, Pastor.
He didn't come as he is. He came in the likeness of us. He came
Amen.
To look like you and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Because it made up the same thing that you and me are made of.
Mm-hmm.
So that when he comes, it is done through the flesh and not through anything else because we were flesh and flesh of what he would come to. Get us the spiritual man saved through.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So God sent his own son in likeness of sin for flesh. He wasn't sin. He just looked like it.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Okay.
All right. So we'll say it looked like it.
Look
like they ought to be doing this. Look like they ought to be doing that. Look like they ought not be doing this.
Amen.
Put your glasses on.
Put your spiritual glasses on so you can see.
Amen.
Amen.
No, well, it's so. Yes.
God sending his own son in the likeness of sin for flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And for sin.
Yes, yes, yes.
He condemned sin in the flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God came in and condemned sin that in our flesh. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. So he did all this so that we can be righteous. So that we can be like he made us to be. All right.
Amen.
We were bad. We were made to live holy.
Amen.
We were made to do right.
Yes, Lord.
And God fixed it so that we could.
Mm-hmm.
By sending his son.
Amen.
Okay. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh.
Amen.
Say amen. Stop following that flesh.
Stop following
that flesh. Stop
following that flesh. Stop
following that flesh. You keep on following the flesh, you can fall in the ditch.
Amen.
Amen.
For the soul.
Okay. But follow after the Spirit. Okay. And if you follow after the Spirit, the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled in you.
Amen. Amen.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. So if you're going to follow the flesh, you're going to do the things of the flesh.
Amen.
Your desire will be to please the flesh. It's not to please God.
Amen.
But our desire ought to be to please God.
Amen.
When?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Amen.
We our desire ought to be to please God all of the time.
In the moment.
But they that are after the flesh, they that are after the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The things of the spirit. So if you're going to mind the things of the flesh, you're going to please the flesh. But if you, your mind is on the spirit, you're going to please the spirit. For those that are led by the spirit of God are in the what? Sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So make sure you're being led of the spirit. And everything else, we are right. So keep your spiritual glasses on.
Amen.
So that you can follow the spirit.
Yes.
So you keep using those fleshly eyes.
You have a most important
mm-hmm.
Recognize that your education is just beginning. Play the role.
To be carnally minded is death.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're going to follow the flesh, you're going to wind up dead.
Amen.
Amen.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Okay, so follow out the spirit, and you have life, and you have spirit peace. You don't want to be worrying about this and worrying about that because your spiritual eyes let you know that it's working for you good.
Amen.
So I ain't got no reason being upset, sending my blood pressure up, throwing me in the hospital.
Amen.
And I'm doing all this because of somebody else. Okay. All right, I have peace and knowing that is working for my good.
Amen.
Okay. Because the kind of mind is against God, everything against God. The kind of mind is not designed to please God. It's against God.
Man.
For it is not subject to the law of God.
Mm-mm.
And cannot be.
Amen.
So your kind of mind is not gonna be obey God. It's not subject to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's sin. And sin can't please God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So then, they that are in the flesh
cannot please God.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We need to say that again. They that are in the flesh
cannot please God.
Okay. So make sure you do what the word said, deny flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And deny flesh every second of the day.
Amen.
Every day you got to deny Amen. Flesh.
Mm-hmm.
The flesh of how you're doing things you ought not do.
Amen.
That's right.
Flesh of how you act the way you ought not to act.
Amen.
Flesh of how you act unholy when you know you're supposed to be holy.
Amen.
Flesh will guide you in the wrong way and you're going to fall in the ditch.
Yeah.
Okay. Call you by do please, flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But ye that are in the flesh, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure the spirit of God dwells in you.
Amen.
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 Make sure it's dwelling in you. Dwelling means that it stays in you.
Mm-hmm.
Live there day and night. Every second of the day, the spirit of God needs to be there in you. Don't send him away.
Right. Amen.
Right. Mm.
Don't send him to the store to get nothing.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. He needs to be there in you.
Amen.
So the more you send him out, is the more you start messing up.
Amen.
Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead.
Amen.
Because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen.
Okay. So, but the spirit of God, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you, if it dwells in you. If, excuse me, he dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, God that raised his son Jesus from the dead will also wake you up.
Mm.
Okay, and make you ready for eternal life. He will quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwell in you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Therefore, brethren, therefore, sisters, we are debtors,
not
to who? We are debtors not to the flesh.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. But that is not to the flesh. For if we if ye live after the flesh,
you shall die.
You shall die.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell the flesh, I owe you nothing.
I don't know you nothing. I don't know you nothing.
Okay. All right. You ain't done a thing for me. I don't owe you nothing, but I owe God everything.
Everything. Amen. Amen. Everything.
My life, my everything.
Yes,
I love, I owe it to God because it came from God. Whatever I got came from God. Whatever it is I got came from God.
God did it.
Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right. So, for if ye live after the flesh, you shall die. Okay. If you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
Amen.
So you got to crucify.
Yeah. Amen.
The deeds of the body.
Mm-hmm.
You got to crucify them. All right. You got to crucify the deeds of the body. Okay. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
Amen.
For as many as are led
by the Spirit of God.
Okay.
The sons of God.
Who?
They are the sons of God.
Okay. My Lord.
For as many. Doesn't care who you are. Doesn't care what race you are, how you are. Didn't care what your social status is. Doesn't matter whether you're poor, rich, or in between.
Man.
Does not matter whether you live on the street or live in a mansion. Okay. As many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you can't see it, you need to put your glasses on.
Amen.
Put some spiritual glasses on. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out,
Abba Father.
Abba Father. So you got that spirit. You've been adopted into the spirit of family of God.
That's true.
Okay. You've been adopted because you were predestined for this before the foundation of the earth. You were made to be who you are now. Before there was a wind or where, before there was a mountain or a sea, before there was a land or earth or sky, you were made, you were predestined to be God's chosen one.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you one of his called out ones?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He chose you to go through whatever you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
He chose you to give him glory and give him honor by what you're going through.
Hallelujah.
He chose you for the foundation of the earth before.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He chose you to be destined for that.
Hallelujah.
But the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bear witness.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Spirit of God bear witness that we are who?
Children of God.
Children of God.
The children of God. Okay. We are the children of God. And if children, then we are who?
Heirs.
Heirs.
Yes.
And we're heirs of who?
God.
God.
God. God. We are children of God. And God is King of kings.
And Lord of lords.
Lord of lords.
Yeah.
That make all us royalty.
Okay.
We are children of God. And if we are the children of God, then we are his heirs. And Adam had to do what? Inherit something, right?
Amen. Right.
As of God, so what mean that? That also mean that what God has?
It's ours.
As ours.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. We're part of his promise. As of God and joint as with Jesus Christ. Christ.
Mm-hmm.
With as of God and joint as of Jesus. As so Jesus what Jesus inherited, he also inherited. Because we are joint heirs.
Yes.
And if so be,
Thank you, God.
Suffer with him.
Glory
to God. That we may be also glorified.
Yes,
together.
Thank you, God.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which we shall be revealed in us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your suffering that you're going through is preparing you for a better time later on.
Amen.
Trials that you're going through is preparing you for your glory in heaven. Because therefore, I reckon that the suffering of this present time, what I'm going through right now, for the aches and pains we feel right now, for the disappointment we suffer right now, for the agonizing and whatever else that we face in this world right now, is not worthy. To be compared.
Amen.
It's not even worthy.
Amen.
Okay. It doesn't even come close to what we will have.
Hallelujah.
The glory shall be revealed in us.
Mm-mm.
It does not matter, no matter what it may seem hard about the day. It does not matter. Through our spiritual eyes, we're going to see a better thing. We're hoping for a brighter day.
Amen.
We're going through.
Glory to God. Amen.
We will pin this and continue next week. Tell your neighbor to be continued.
To be continued.
Now, make sure you put your spiritual glasses on.
Amen.
And keep them on.
Amen.
Don't even take them off to go to bed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't take them off to get in the shower.
Amen.
You need to keep them glasses on 24/7.
Amen.
My Lord.
Amen.
For the moment you take them off, the devil take over.
Amen.
Right. That's right.
He's already messing with your mind anyway.
Amen.
So now you got the spiritual glasses on, you're going to overcome.
Amen.
Okay?
That's right.
But when you pull them off, you start going down, 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 down.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
We'll be praise God again at this point.
Jesus.
Now, want to give the benediction, then you want to chat a little bit to do that. Okay.
Amen.
May the grace of God speak to me, the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, the Bible, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
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 Thank you all very much for your blessings that you sent my way and my family this last week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, love you to the utmost. We love you.
Amen.
We appreciate what you've done. Your absolute love. Tremendous.
Amen.
Pastor, before you close, I just want to say my brother's going in the hospital. They have a serious surgery. And if everyone could pray for him, his name is Rogers Floyd. And that would be a blessing.
Amen.
And I thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Amen.
That's a great point.
Again, on behalf of Dr. Stevie Lewis, we thank you for your support for our pastor. And we pray that God continue this child blessing on top of blessings upon each of you.
Amen.
And again, let's keep Elder Swenson and his family in prayer. Like I said, his brother passed. His brother's in South Dakota passed. So let's keep their family in prayer.
Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, we pray now for Brother Roger, Lord.
Thank you.
Going to,
yes, Lord.
God, we pray that God will cover him as we go through and in and out of the hospital. Keep him free from COVID.
Keep him
strong and
strengthened.
Make him be successful. God,
have your way, Lord.
Routine, that no mistake will be made.
Yes,
everything
Lord.
Come out as protection.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, pray. Cover him now, God.
Yes.
The blood of protection. In the name of Jesus. Bless and keep on uplifting the Swenson and family.
Yes.
All others who have been relieved through this prior time. In the name of Jesus. Help them to continue to look at the hill.
Yes.
And help them to also remind them and let them know. Put their spiritual glasses on.
Yes, Lord.
Or they'll see how to make through this with joy.
Amen.
Find out who it is.
Yes, Lord.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hey, Pastor, can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say, first of all, I give my honor and glory to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just want to thank you all for your prayers who have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Want to show this right here.
Amen.
Good Lord bless me to make the dean's list of school. So,
Amen.
I just thank God because I didn't have no support back when I was coming up as a kid. My daddy was killed when I was 3. My mom was killed when I was 12. So my grandparents, they didn't take the time to look after me. Nobody really took the time to spend with me. So I didn't care about my education. I dropped out of school in the 9th grade. So it wasn't until I came to Goldsboro, you know, when the good Lord blessed me, you know, with my education and everything. So I just thank God because I said, I know my family right now back at home wouldn't even believe that right there. Because I was supposed to be dead, you know what I'm saying? So by the grace of God, I'm still here.
Amen.
I know there ain't nothing more important than the word of God, but I just thank God for your prayers, and I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for blessing me to be able to attain that.
Amen.
Amen.
God. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Never too old to learn.
Amen. 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 Yes, Lord.
Okay.
There's a bright sun somewhere.
Amen. There's a bright sun
somewhere. Don't you rest on till you find it.
Yes, Lord.
There's a bright sun somewhere.
So, amen.
Just ringing in my spirit, y'all.
Yes, amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Because there is a bright sign.
Yes, Lord.
Like Pat said, you keep those spiritual glasses on, you see that bright side.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I intend to.